when the state was elected a state?
Yes, I was a boy. And I lived on the farm there with the other boys. It was myself and Ray and Floyd and Arthur and Ern. There's one more in there. Which one is it?
Mark?
No, Mark. He was one of Mary's brothers.
Oh, that's on the other side.
Let's see, did Ern.
Lauren.
Well, you didn't get Lauren. Yeah.
Lauren.
But Lauren didn't live on the ranch there with us. He was just a baby. You see, he was only a baby when his father died. And he went to live with an aunt, Mrs. Matthew. That was Uncle Jim and Matthew and they moved up into Wyoming, and they lived up there, separate from us for a year. And then after he lived up there a year, he came back down to Rexburg, and they decided that they would run the ranch. The boys were pretty young to be running the ranch, and they run the ranch the first year, but then Matthew run it for 2 years. Yeah. And so he just lived in a tent out in our trail there. And we lived in the house. And I was always miserable. I was always fighting with him. I guess I was pretty miserable. Of course, I thought he was. But, and then they run it 2 years.
Well, Dad, one thing that has come up a number of times that people have asked me questions about the Westover family. Now, the Westovers in Utah originated, as my understanding, from your grandfather and his sons. Is this correct?
Yeah, but father and mother were married in Utah. Father and mother. But soon after, father and mother came out into Idaho, the Matthews and a bunch of mother's families. They moved out into Wyoming, out into Star Valley, and that's where they settled. And that's where father then, they married while they were still in Utah. My parents did. But they went about the same time out in Wyoming that my parents came to Utah.
Well, but there was two, as I recall, and I remember of an Uncle John Westover, and that was, that was your father's brother.
Right.
All right, then, how many other brothers were there?
Of my father's brothers, there was John, and
you was young when your father died, but did you ever know your grandfather?
No. No, I never knew my grandfather at all. I knew my grandmother. She She died about, about 15, something like that.
Well, we've talked about your father's people, but we haven't said anything about your mother's people. And I doubt if even Linda knows what their names were.
Well, now, Grandfather Rowe, that was Rowe. They moved out into Nevada, and his name was William, and his mother's name was
Well, their names aren't too, actually names in this way aren't too important anyway. But did you know any of those people?
Oh, yes. Yes, I went out with my parents out into Nevada, Wyoming. Went out there and visited with them. Wanted to go out there and stay a week at a time. I made two trips out there that I was there. And, I knew mother's parents better than I did father's. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Father's mother, I knew her. They were polygamous, and so father's father and mother never did live together. My grandmother Westover was the third wife, and I never did know his husband. So she was always just a grandmother was all I ever did know.
I see.
But in the Rose, they weren't polygamous, and they lived together up until, well, until they were elderly. The Rose died first, and Grandmother Westover, our Grandmother Rowe.
You have a question?
Mm-hmm. What year did the Westovers come, where did the Westovers originate? From what country and when did they come to America?
The Westovers came to Rexburg, Idaho, in 1894, I think, is the year that they came to Utah.
But did you mean what country they originated from?
Oh,
country.
Well, the Westovers came from Scotland, and they. Well, the Rose came from,
actually, they were in this country a long while. It was
they
were. Joined the church then here in this country.
Did you have another question, Owen? Well, we'll come back to you in just a minute. You can think it out. Delma, do you have something else?
Well, I was thinking about when you took these trips and you went up to visit these people, how did you go? Did you go with horse and buggy?
Yeah.
They didn't have trains and that.
Either wagons or we took buggy a time or two, but generally we had to do the wagon.
Took you quite a while to do this, though, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, generally 3 days from Rexburg up into Wyoming. And I remember Father made it in 2 days, and I thought the people thought he was crazy to drive that far in 2 days. Okay, Owen, you have a question?
Which temple was he married to?
My parents was married before the temple was built. They had an endowment house that they did that work in.
Well, what country? What?
Well, that's in Salt Lake.
In Salt Lake? Is that where you were married, in Salt Lake?
Yeah.
They didn't have the Idaho Falls Temple at that time.
No, that's a fairly new temple. Yes, there were several of the temples built. Now, I remember Floyd and Margaret, when they were married in the Logan Temple. But the temples down through southern Utah were built before. In fact, it was built before the Salt Lake Temple was built.
Well, Dad, in looking back now, it's over all of the years, what would you think is as one of the biggest changes that we've had in from the time that, say, you were the age of these boys of 10 to 12 years old, and now, what do you think one of the biggest changes that you've seen?
Well, in the young people, is a thing that is far-fetched. Now, and some things, it wasn't good. We did what we were told to, and we, without any question, and when, with the result that the boys grew up never suspecting but what we said was absolutely right. But now we begin to find out that sometimes these old people, like your father and your mother, that they weren't just right. They made mistakes too. But as far as the children was concerned, they absolutely obeyed. And that has made one of the big difference, because it didn't get them into so many, many errors, but they advanced faster too. There's a lot of mistakes made by parents, but I can see such a difference in the way that the thinking of the young people.
Okay, Owen, you had a question.
How old was he when he was married?
How old was I when I was married? I was 19. Well, I know that that's the best way for you to ask me questions.
Well, I think maybe we'll have more of these, Dad, and I'm still on. I think what we'll do is we will get some questions to ask you. Now, some of the things, for instance, that...
maybe even get Quinn all done, because, maybe there's questions that he has that we don't think of.
We haven't got into at all into your in the church work. I've heard you discuss some of the things when you was on your mission, and for instance, the time that I heard when we was at Uncle Floyd's funeral, and you and Bishop Peterson talking about this, it might be of interest. And I think we'll go into some of these things just a little bit.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
I think one thing that you haven't mentioned is I don't believe the boys here realize the conditions that you existed on the farm. I think there's...
You had to work.
Well, that's a good idea, but that isn't all, everything. Why don't you just... elaborate just about some of the things you had to do on the farm. What did you use on the farm? The type of implements that you used to farm with?
Well, all of the land was plowed. You used to think that you couldn't raise anything if you didn't plow the land. But now, a lot of time, over years without plowing.
Yes.
But it used to be that it was plowed, and that was so that it was plowed generally with a single plow that plowed so deep and turned it completely over. The moldboard, you know, so it would turn completely over. But now they may go for years and not plow.
This was pulled with a horse?
Yeah. Yeah, it was also
old,
it was a slow proposition. Three horses would plow about 3 acres a day.
So the plowing was a big chore.
Yes, you betcha. So the time you got your fall work done in the fall, you were just going. Plowing.
Till the frost stopped you.
Yeah. Well, on the farm where we were out there, the sod was was heavy. Till if you didn't get it plowed in the fall, it would get so. It'd all go gumbo and sticky till, boy, it was hard to do anything with. And yet, if you'd plow that particular kind of ground in the fall and let it lay and freeze, why, it'd crumble up just as fine as an extremely fine bed. Mm-hmm. Now, out here, when we first came out here, for instance, that's what we were wanting. We wanted to see that ground plowed in the fall and so it could go just as fine as powder. But here, then you've seen that it would blow, dust up, and just dust. But it didn't do that. Just that much difference.
Owen, do you have one more question? You didn't have another.
Something else he was thinking.
Birthday to you, happy birthday to you.